These Last Days, Facts Hidden in Plain Sight, Part 2. Next, let's confirm the meaning of scriptures related to the end of the age or the last days by correlating and comparing the tribulation seals of judgment, from Matthew chapter 24 with the book of the Revelation chapter 6, 7 and 8 through comparison and context. Note, Jesus, in the book of Matthew gives a present view looking to the future, Jesus, in the book of the Revelation gives a panorama of a continuous past, present and future. After reading each of the following verses, please ask and answer, what is really going on? What is really going on, in Matthew 24 verses 1-5, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives? The disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, see to it that no one misleads you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will mislead many. Revelation 6 verses 1-2, then I saw when the Lamb broke one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying as with a voice of thunder, come. I looked, and behold. Seal 1, Matthew 24 verses 6-7, also in Revelation 6:1, 6:3, wars and rumors of war, rider on white horse. What is really going on, in the first seal in Matthew 24? Matthew 24 verse 6. And you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end. You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars, Matthew 24:6. Future tense, spoken in AD 30. Has been occurring since AD 30, are continuing to occur and have been increasing in intensity to this day. What is really going on, in the first seal in Matthew 24 foot question mark? Matthew 24 verses 7-8, for nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pains. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against, Matthew 24 verse 7. Future tense, spoken in AD 30. Has been occurring since AD 30, are continuing to occur have been are increasing in intensity to this day. What is really going on, in the first seal in Revelation 6? Revelation 6 verses 1-2, then I saw when the Lamb broke one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying as with a voice of thunder, come. I looked, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. A white horse rider went out conquering and to conquer, Revelation 6 verse 2. Aorist tense, has occurred, is occurring, is continuing to occur, spoken in AD. Has been occurring since AD 95, are continuing to occur and have been increasing in intensity to this day. The completion of the first tribulation seal. Seal 2 and 3, Matthew 24 verses 7-8, also in Revelation 6 verse 5, famines and earthquakes and a red horse. What is really going on, in the second and third seals in Matthew 24 foot question mark, Matthew 24 verses 7-8, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pains. And in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. Has been occurring since AD 30, are continuing to occur and have been increasing in intensity to this day. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs. This is the beginning, in or around AD 30 and they have been continuing to occur and are increasing in intensity to this day. What is really going on, in the second and third seals in Revelation 6? Revelation 6 verses 3-4. When he broke the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come. And another, a red horse, went out, and to him who sat on it, it was granted to take peace from the earth, and that men would slay one another, and a great sword was given to him. A red horse went out to take peace from the earth and people would kill one another, Revelation 6 verse 4. Aorist tense, has occurred, is occurring, is continuing to occur, spoken in AD 95. Has been occurring since AD 95, are continuing to occur and has been increasing in intensity to this day. People would kill one another. Aorist tense, has occurred, is continuing to occur, spoken in AD 95. Has been occurring since AD 95, are continuing to occur and has been increasing intensity to this day. The completion of the second and third tribulation seals. Seal 4, Matthew 24 verse 9, also in Revelation 6 verse 7, persecution, disease, famine, death. What is really going on, in the fourth seal in Matthew 24? Matthew 24 verse 9. Then they will hand you over to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. Then they will deliver you to tribulation, and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. Has been occurring since AD 30, are continuing to occur and have been increasing in intensity to this day. What is really going on, in the fourth seal in Revelation 6? Revelation 6 verses 7-8, when the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, Come. I looked, and behold, an ashen horse, and he who sat on it had the name Death, and Hades was following with him. Authority was given to them over a fourth of the earth, to kill with sword and with famine and with pestilence and by the wild beasts of the earth. An ashen horse of death. Death by sword, famine, pestilence and wild beasts. Has been occurring since AD 95, are continuing to occur and have been increasing in intensity and will culminate with over one-fourth of Earth's inhabitants killed. The completion of the fourth tribulation seal. Seal 5, Matthew 24 verses 10-15, also in Revelation 6 verse 9, apostasy, false prophets, hatred, lawlessness, abomination of desolation, great earthquakes, martyrs, death. What is really going on, in the fifth seal in Matthew 24? Matthew 24 verses 10-15. At that time many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let the reader understand. This is the last of the prophecies to come. Many will fall away and hate one another, the great apostasy. Has been occurring since AD 30, are continuing to occur and have been increasing in intensity to this day. False prophets will arise and mislead many. Has been occurring since AD 30, are continuing to occur and have been increasing in intensity to this day. The abomination of desolation, link. A past event foreshadowing the future event which marks the last of the prophecies and the coming end. What is really going on, in the fifth seal in Revelation 6 foot question mark. Revelation 6 verses 9-11, when the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God, and because of the testimony which they had maintained. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, will you refrain from judging and avenging our blood on those who dwell on the earth? And there was given to each of them a white robe, and they were told that they should rest for a little while longer, until the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who were to be killed even as they had been, would be completed also. Persecutions, martyrs and death of the saints of God. Has been occurring since AD 30, are continuing to occur and have been increasing in intensity until the end. The completion of the fifth tribulation seal.